Welcome to A Sense of Place, a podcast of the Housatonic Heritage Oral History Center at Berkshire Community College. The U.S. Postal Service goes by the motto, "Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds." Well, you can add to that, neither does coronavirus. Postal employees are among the essential workers who have continued to serve their communities during the pandemic. In the spring of 2020, we conducted a series of interviews with these frontline workers. On May 7th, Noreen Forfa, a local postmaster in the Berkshires, was interviewed by Judith Monachina.
My name is Noreen Forfa. I'm the postmaster of the Lee, Massachusetts Post Office. I became postmaster in 2015, right here in this office in Lee. I was the supervisor for 18 of the other years, and I was a carrier in Bridgeport, Connecticut for 3.5 years. And I worked through the anthrax as well, through 9/11. And that was big. That was a big change for the post office, but not like this. This is an extreme. We had to go through all the blue boxes, collection boxes, and clean them all with bleach. We had to be a little more, you start like we're doing now with hand sanitizer and spraying and wiping. And we were kind of doing the same thing then, you know. Yeah. In the morning when everybody's here, there's about 10 or 11 of us between the carriers and the clerks and myself. We have a pretty good, this is a pretty awesome office, I will say. I've been in a lot of offices. This is probably the best. I have a great crew. They come to work every day. They're dedicated. They love their customers. They come and do their job. It's no nonsense. You know, everybody just, we're here to do a job. My carriers are off the road. They come in earlier. They're off the road early. You know, we work together. I go out and work if I have to. I've delivered all the routes in this office. I work the window every day. So it's a team. It's a great team here, actually. I think we have more customers now. We're busier now than we would be because there's nowhere for anybody to go. They go to the grocery store and they come to the post office. They come in, they buy one stamp every day, one stamp. You hear women out there talking. You hear, you know, it's become the local spot, like, you know, back in the early 1900s, you know, it's the spot again.
As a postmaster, when did you start to get information that something was happening, that the virus was a problem?
Relatively early. My husband runs a skilled nursing facility. So he, you know, of course, we're very aware of it. We're paying attention to everything. We didn't really take it serious here. I'm not going to lie. In my office. Not saying the post office in general, my office. I would say relatively early, March. I was saying when it first started becoming out, you know, when everybody on the news, you know, we started doing things, we put plexiglass up right away. The first thing I think we had to do was do the spacing, put the lines down, the 6 feet apart. So, and then yesterday we had to start wearing masks, but we weren't wearing masks up until we had to. It's busier. It's busier than ever now. More packages. We're even getting from behind the scenes where they can't keep up. You know, the packages are like Christmas time. It's just amazing, you know. So people are coming back to the old days. You know what I mean? It's weird. It's strange how people are kind of slowing down in life. The people are more relaxed. They're more, people don't seem upset about the virus. You know, they're worried, but everybody got their masks on and everybody feels safe with their masks. But the lobby still gets full, you know, and they still come in and they want to be next to each other.
So when someone walks in, they're supposed to stand behind a certain line, right?
Yes. Yeah.
What happens if they don't? Like if they come rushing up to the counter, what do you do?
Usually we'll tell them, you know, to back. It depends on the situation or, you know, if there's nobody in the building. There was a customer a couple of weeks ago who had a mask on and then basically climbed over the counter to talk to the clerk, and the clerk said, "Can you get out of my lap? I mean, you know, back it up a little." But overall, everybody's pretty respectful. They're scared. Everybody's scared in the sense of, is there germs? I'm afraid to touch this. So it's pretty sad.
When it was determined that you were essential, how does it feel to be essential?
It was, I think at first I was a little annoyed. You know what I mean? Why are you going to put us out there like that? What's so important, you know, for that we have to be out there, you know, when everybody else could stay home. And yeah. then when I really started digesting it, and I came in and I talked to my employees and I told them, you know, we're like, as much as people don't realize it, we're like the bloodline, the lifeline, whatever. We're the staple. We've been here through all these years, a couple hundred years. And we go door to door. We go to every house every day. So people start seeing us and they see us out there. They have hope. Okay. All right. The carriers are out here. All right. We're going to get our pills or our toilet paper or our video game or whatever it is that they're ordering, you know, their makeup. We're the one thing that have always been here. Out of all the government, we're still working. Yeah. You know, everybody else is home, getting paid, being safe, and we're still working. As far as deserving more money, I don't think that we deserve any more money. Mm-hmm. I think the people like the grocery store people, it's those guys that need it, that make minimum wage, that are actually putting themselves out there for, so we could eat or we can get our meds or we could, you know.
Yeah.
As far as us, we get paid well. It's a virus. I know it's a bad one, but our economy just shut down. And who decided I was essential and you weren't, or, you know what I mean? It's, so I don't understand how you can come to the post office and not catch a virus, but you can't go to TJ Maxx and not catch a virus and catch a virus. You know, it's very sad to me. It breaks my heart. Like I said, there's positives and negatives. There are a lot of positives. You see family, you see them out walking, mothers, fathers, children, pets, you know, you see a lot more activity. People are outside. What about, we have to live. We have to survive. We went to Wendy's last weekend and there was no beef. Where's the beef? There was none. She said there's none.
How do you take care of yourself? I know it's sad, but are you also feeling stress?
No. I'm one of those people where I roll with it. You know, I have a family at home. I have a granddaughter that lives with me. She's 3, going to be 4, and the last thing she needs is to be stressed. Her whole life was just turned upside down. She used to go to school every day. She, you know, she had a routine, and now it's like, you know, we can't go anywhere, and she doesn't understand. We have lost people in the post office. I have lost people outside of the post office through all of this. You know what I mean? It's real. It is real. And it seems like I'm hearing about more and more people that I know that are losing people, their parents and their, but I don't know if it's just because of what's going on that everything is magnifying to me and I could really paying attention or, there have been a lot of losses of very good friends of mine and coworkers, and I don't know whether it's COVID or not COVID, you know what I mean?
Right.
But during this time, you know, you're not going to ask.
Maybe you can't envision how we'll open up things, but what would you
hope? I would hope that we were normal, which I know we're never going to be. But I would love to just go back to, you know, I want to hug a stranger. Mm-hmm. I want to walk up to a stranger right now and just hug them, because how dare you tell me I can't hug my own children that don't live with me? Oh, you know what I mean? I just, you know, it's, are we going to live like that forever? Is it going to be like this forever to where we can't shake people's hands or hug them or, you know, blow a birthday cake out? Or, I mean, are we going to wear gloves and masks for the rest? You know, so I get a little annoyed over it.
That was Lee, Massachusetts Postmaster Noreen Forfa speaking with Judith Monachina. Our thanks to the University of Massachusetts Library's Special Collections, which will archive this project and make it available online, and to Dan Bedega for the music. You can hear more interviews at www.theoralhistorycenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Mark Mills.